we ever. Well, that crocodile you can see in the picture there, that's a 3.8-metre croc. It's actually walks at Humpty-Doo Barramundi across Coolpinya Station. So it's walked past all those cattle and buffaloes. It's amazing what a crocodile will do to get a beautiful barra.
And so getting rid of it, what did that involve?
Well, it's all part of a normal day at work for our team. We what happened, the guys identified it through spotlight monitoring one night and set the trap the next day. Found tracks of where it had come into the farm and set the trap, and then we caught it that following night. So it's just not in there very long, but certainly not something we want to get up close and personal with.
Did it get into the Barramundi ponds?
It was in the water treatment area around it, but they did find some tracks toward the pond, so we think it might have got into one of the ponds.
He'd chew through a few barra if he got the chance.
They're real connoisseurs. They can appreciate a beautiful fish.
So does this happen often at Humpty-Doo Barra?
Oh, look, it's over time we're seeing an increase in the population of crocodiles around the place. So just generally there are a lot more crocodiles around. We pull out a couple each year, and we've got a relationship with Crocodilus Park to take those crocodiles. So we've got a fence along the river that keeps the crocodiles out of the farm, but this one actually came overland from the north sort of thing, so it came from a long way downriver from us, just looking at tracking it back a little bit. There's been, in the last few years, there's been two people eaten within 10 kilometres of our farm, and there really aren't that many people on the floodplain, so you know, there is a risk in the top end nowadays. It's higher than it used to be, and so we're very serious about keeping it managed within the confines of our farm. Mm.
Those photos of you almost sitting on the back of this huge beast, are you comfortable with that? I'd be nervous as.
Oh, look, we've got a real quality group of people, you know, quality team of people internally as well as obviously with Crocodilus Park, so working with the professionals, I don't feel too bad. And he wasn't going to sit around unless we held him down. So we certainly had to get in on the action.
How many blokes in the end to get the job done?
Oh, well, there's about four of us to hold him down and tie him up. But it took nine of us to pick him up and carry him into the vehicle. So he's certainly a big animal. He's at 3.8 metres, he's a few hundred kilos, and something had bitten the end of his tail off, so there's bigger animals out there.
Gee. Well, the crocs in Crocodilus Park, the barra are safe, and
right.
And all's well out the park. The year's treating you well?
Yeah, look, it is. We've got, you know, a tremendous amount of, you know, beautiful big barra coming through nowadays, so things are going really well from that point of view. We're really looking to bring more supplies of quality fresh barramundi into Darwin every week. And so I expect you guys will hear a bit more from us as the year goes on.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for spending some time on the Country Hour.
It's a pleasure, Matt.